You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Ventiquattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. And yes, if you turn us on, you'll hear it as well. It's The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Great to be with you this morning. It is the 6th of July, and it is a Wednesday. And what do we say on a Wednesday? We say WTW, don't we? Of course we do. Welcome to Wednesday. Right, Breakfast Show, Jerry D, 89.3 Cool FM. Great, let's get started, shall we? 1928, these are some of the things in the world of entertainment for today's date, the 6th of July. 1928, The Lights of New York was previewed. Now, this was in New York Strand Theatre. It was the first all-talking movie today, 1928. 1933, the first All-Star Baseball game was held in Chicago. The American League beat the National League 4-2. And the last one for right now, 1957, very important date today. It was the day that John Lennon and Paul McCartney were introduced to each other.
Good morning, world. Hello.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Life.
what a great track. That comes from 1977. Turn to Stone, of course, by ELO, Electric Light Orchestra. And it was the opening track to the double album, Out of the Blue. And the first song released as a single from the LP. Reached number 18 in the United Kingdom charts and spent 12 weeks on the chart as well. Out of four singles from the album, Turn to Stone was the only song not to reach the top 10, though, in the United Kingdom singles chart. Number 13 in the United States, number 9 in Canada in early of 1978. Anyway, there we go. That's to bring us in this morning, on this Wednesday morning. Let me say a couple of good mornings. Very good morning to Paul. Paul over there in the United Kingdom, in South London. And he sent me some interesting little bits and pieces this morning. Thanks for that, Paul. Hope you're going to have an absolutely brilliant Wednesday.
Thank you.
there you go, yes, Taking Care of Business, written by Randy Bachman, and of course first recorded by their group Bachman Turner Overdrive. 73, it was on their 1973 album Bachman Turner Overdrive 2. Lead vocals there sung by, of course, by Randy Bachman. 1973. Brilliant time, I tell you what. Round about the same time, in fact, well, 1975, if I'm not mistaken. It was David Bowie singing all about the music of that time. It was the golden years of music, trust me, the 1970s. Here he is, David Bowie.
Taking you nowhere.
Angel,
look at that sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young.
Go, yes, David Bowie and Golden Years. Do you know that there are those, some biographers say that the song was written for Elvis Presley, who turned it down while his wife Angie and claimed it was written for her. So there we go. Clay Bowie got it anyway. Time on The Breakfast Show. It's time for us to do this. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're in the 1970s at the moment, aren't we? We're going to put a couple of disco tracks on. We're going to do two in a row in the shower for you this morning. There's no end to the excitement, is there? I can get away with anything, really. Good morning, welcome to Wednesday, boys and girls. Starting off with I Love the Nightlife.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
We'll be right back.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, you got your money's worth this morning, didn't you? Two in a row in the shower. What more could you ask for? Out you get. Come on. Chop, chop. There we go. We started off with Alicia Bridges. I mentioned I Love Her, the nightlife following on there. That was the Tramps and Disco Inferno. And that was off of their 1976 fourth studio album of the same name. With the two other cuts by the group, it reached number one on the US Billboard Dancer Club Songs, and that was early of 1977, but had very limited mainstream success until 1978, after being included, yes, you've got it, on the soundtrack of the 1977 movie Saturday Night Fever, when a re-release hit number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Also, notably, it's been notably covered, it was covered in 1993 by Tina Turner on her What's Love Got to Do With It album, and in 1998 by American singer-songwriter Cyndi Lauper. That was on her album A Night at the Roxbury soundtrack. I tell you what, we got two guests this morning, well, one regular and one guest. Tell you all about that in a little while. Baker Street from Jerry Rafferty. By the way, who was the famous person that lived in Baker Street?
You wake up, it's a new morning. The sun is shining.
Jerry Rafferty and Baker Street. And good morning to Senor Felipe. Good morning, Felipe. He dropped me the line, says, Baker Street, that's where Sherlock Holmes lived. Absolutely correct. 221B Baker Street, the London address of course, the fictional. I mean, I think we're all virtually believing him by now, don't we? The fictional detective Sherlock Holmes, created by author Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. By the way, in the United Kingdom, postal addresses with a number followed by a letter that may indicate a separate address within a larger, often residential building. Baker Street in the late 19th century, it was rather a high-class residential district as well. And Holmes's apartment would probably have been part of a Georgian terrace. So there we go. That's it. Yes, Baker Street, 221B.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
Línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Absolutely lovely to be with you this morning. It is 29 minutes and that's before the hour of 7 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. I'm Jerry D and it's The Breakfast Show. And let's take a look, shall we, some of the things in the local news. Don't forget we do look at this in a bit more detail at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. On Monday, the plenary session of the National Assembly opened its legislative sessions corresponding to the fourth period. The deputy of the Nationalist Republican Liberal Movement, Miguel Fanovic, re-elected on the 1st of July as second vice president, led the plenary session in place of President Cristiano Adames, who reported that he had met with Marcela Galindo de Obarrio, president of the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture, precisely to analyse the legislative agenda. Now, after the meeting, Adams spoke of together promoting initiatives that once and for all, in a monolithic manner, allow the necessary economic reactivation. Yes, please. By the way, in the session, three deputies, the Independents, Raul Fernandez and Edison Brosse, and the PRD, Daniel Ramos, presented bills separately. Edison Brosse, who has stated that he aspires to be the mayor's and be in the mayor's office of Panama, seeks that the garbage collection be returned to the municipalities. Deputy Adan Bejarano resigned from the Independent Caucus of the National Assembly immediately and irrevocably. This was announced by the Deputy Edison Brosse on his Twitter social network account. This is known after the past July the 1st, during the installation of a new period of the ordinary sessions of the legislative. Bejarano endorsed the re-election of the official Crispiano Adames as President of the National Assembly. The independent branch, for its part, had nominated Brosse for that position. The main independent deputies met on Tuesday afternoon to analyse the issue. On the afternoon of Monday, the 4th of July, specialists from the Gorgas Commemorative Institute for Health Studies confirmed the first case of monkeypox in Panama. This is a 30-year-old Panamanian man who had contacts with visitors from Europe who later informed him that they had contracted the disease. Immediately, the man went to Gorgas, where they performed the required tests and found that he had been infected. The patient initially remained isolated in his residence, and on Tuesday he was transferred to the San Miguel Arcangel Hospital. This is the one in San Miguelito, where he will receive medical attention, confirmed the Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, at a press conference. Various groups of teachers in the country remain unemployed after failing to reach an agreement with the government on their demands due to the high cost of living. While the protests in the Azuero region, there were clashes between the educators and crowd control agents. In the Azuero, educators from the provinces of Herrera and Los Santos were removed on Tuesday by crowd control agents of the National Police when they tried to block the passage of vehicles. This is at the height of the La Vía River. When the teachers were about to close the road, they were dispersed with tear gas and pepper spray. The National Police confirmed that 22 Santeneño teachers were apprehended, who were placed under the orders of the Justice of the Peace of La Vía de los Santos. Anything I can say about that? I mean, they're absolutely right. Times are tough, but please, you don't have the right to interfere with everybody else's lives and stop them from getting to places where they need to go and perform their work. All right? So I'm glad to see the police at least now trying to keep the roads clear. On the afternoon of this Tuesday, July the 5th, the preliminary hearing of the case known as New Business concluded, in which the Prosecutor's Office Against Organised Crime asked to call 16 people to trial. Now, this process follows the trial of the purchase of the Editora Panama America S.A., IPASA, supposedly with public funds. During a hearing, 10 instances of annulment were filed against the process. However, the judge informed that she would resolve them when she makes her pronouncement on the hearing. The Institute for the Training and Development of Human Resources of Panama, IFARU, has available on its website, that's ifaru.gov.pa, the document delivery schedules for the payment of scholarships to elementary, middle and high school students. These calendars are exclusively for students who charge by ACH, social key card, and do not belong to the Universal Educational Social Assistance Program. And lastly, Panamanian authorities see some 62 vehicle computers of different makes and models as part of intelligence actions carried out in the Villa Lobos sector, Pedregal Corregimiento. This is Operation Iron, developed by the Public Ministry in conjunction with the National Police. As reported, these computers were found in a place where 14 vehicles, 10 engines, 10 taxi-type car doors and license plates were also located during the investigations. There were no arrests. So if your car won't start, we'll check, make sure your computer's still there. Time on The Breakfast Show. Just making our way to 23 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Smoothest place on your radio dial. Like this song.
Cause I've got to be free, free to face the life that's ahead of me.
On board, I'm the captain. So climb aboard. We'll search for tomorrow on every shore, and I'll try. Oh Lord, I'll try to carry on.
There you are. There's one for all our yachties out there this morning. Good morning to you out there. At the anchorages and there in the harbours. Good morning to you. Hope we're going to have a great day. Right, what have we got for you this morning? It is Wednesday. Yep, it is Wednesday. It is, by the way, if you just joined us, 6th of July. And we've got course on Wednesday. Well, when he can. He's with us here this morning. And that is Andreas Clementi for this week's movie review. Now, those of you who were listening last week will probably remember how much he said he did not want to go and see Minions. But it's been so successful, he had no choice. as we were mentioning yesterday, they've had all sorts of problems at some of the cinemas. I said I haven't seen it, but apparently that, you know, they'll wear suits. So there's been young people, actually, they look quite nice, young people going to the movies in their grey suits, and causing all sorts of mayhem. Anyway, we'll see if Andreas comes in this morning in his grey suit. So he's going to be looking at Minions for us. We'll chat about other things, no doubt, as well. In the last hour of this morning's programme, something a little bit different. A friend of ours got in touch with us and said that they had this gentleman here in Panama. His name is Teddy Green. And what's interesting about Teddy, I want to, you know, find out what's like. He's basically, I guess, what do you call it, a gap year, when you take a year off from university. He says, actually, what he says is, I'm in my third year of university and I'm on my year abroad. As it's part of university, I can't just be travelling or partying, etc. Sorry, what are you talking about? I thought that's what students did, for heaven's sake. Anyway, he's here and he's working and studying here in Panama in the shipping industry. He's with Dawn Lilly, one of the ship agents. So we're going to be chatting with him about his experiences. That's all going to be rather interesting, where he hopes to go from here. Bit of a rugby fan, I believe. So there's Teddy Green joining me in the last hour of this morning's programme. Apart from that, of course, we've got great music going all the way through until 10 o'clock today. Oh, like this one, here we go. Bob Seger, Silver Bullet Band.
Thank you.
There we go. Yes, indeedy. There we are. That is Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, and still the same. By the way, don't forget, still to come, usual bits and pieces. We're going to take a look at some of the international news at 7 o'clock. Some of the international business news, 7:30. In between the two, a look at the weather, but I don't see much of an improvement today. Well, yes, I do, actually, because I can see blue, which is rather nice. Cloud, I would say it's sort of... you know, little cloud, not too much cloud. We're going to see some sun as it comes up, I'm pretty sure of that. So there's the weather report. We will look at that in more detail, of course, round about 20 past 7, something like that. And also 8 and 9 o'clock, we've got our local news for you as well in a little bit more detail.
In the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carol Bell, Carbly on her on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, the
That's us.
Because we play
this.
Here we go, two in a row started off with Mr. Peter Brown and Dance With Me, and this one, Joe Walsh, and Life's Been Good To Me. I tell you what, looking at the world of entertainment, 1964, in London, the Beatles' first film premiered at the Pavilion Theatre.
I find the things that you do will make me feel alright.
This day, 1964, Hard Day's Night. Oh, I tell you, my mother took me to see that. I think it was somewhere at the Odeon at Leicester Square, I think. Some of those big movie theatres. And what I do remember, you couldn't hear anything of the movie at all. Screaming kids, screaming girls there in the theatre. And it was a movie, for heaven's sake. Let me just listen to it.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Starting international e-commerce seems challenging, and even more when you're an entrepreneur. But you're not alone. In Panama, there are more and more small companies that dare to cross borders and accelerate their growth alongside a trusted partner. With DHL Express, we'll help your online orders reach more than 220 countries and territories. Come and visit our stores for special promotions designed for entrepreneurs. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Buenas noches. Bienvenidos a Bantica Thai Kitchen and Lounge. Permítame compartirle los especiales del día. Filete de salmón servido con ensalada de arroz y crema. Atún de aleta amarilla con costra de sésamo servido con guacamole, arroz y ensalada. Ribeye de 12 onzas en salsa de hongos. Y nuestro seafood platter con salmón salvaje, atún, camarones y mejillones negros chilenos.
¡Wow!
Viste, amor, te dije que te iba a gustar. Tienen el tipo de comida que te gusta y también opciones veganas para mí.
Mira que me cuesta decirlo, pero tenía razón. Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge, abiertos de 12 a 11 p.m. en San Francisco, calle 66 con calle 50, edificio The Towers.
Para llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros, la metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
And it's time on The Breakfast Show. We're just about 15 seconds away from the top of the hour, 7 o'clock. 2 minutes after 7. Looking at some of the international news this morning, Ukrainian defenders fought desperately to withstand a major Russian offensive in the Donetsk region, with the enemy laying down heavy artillery fire to pave the way for ground forces to advance, a senior Ukrainian official said on Wednesday. After Russian forces on Sunday took control of Lysychansk, the last battalion of Ukrainian resistance on Luhansk, when Ukraine's military brace for an assault now on Donetsk, with the cities of Slovanysk and Kramatorsk both in the Russian line of fire. The Speaker of Russia's lower house of parliament said on Tuesday that Ukraine had become a, quote, terrorist state, unquote, and was doing everything to ensure that Russia did not stop its invasion at the borders of the eastern Donbass region as advertised. The remark by Duma Speaker Vyacheslav Volodin marked an escalation of Russia's war rhetoric, but ignored the fact that Moscow's forces already occupy large parts of southern Ukraine as well. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Wednesday called on all parties in the world to make efforts to protect international laws as the world is evolving in a complicated manner. Lavrov was speaking through a translator at a meeting with his Vietnamese counterpart, Vy Thanh Son. This was in Hanoi. His comments come as Russia has been accused by Western countries of breaching international law through its invasion of Ukraine. European Union leaders have urged Moscow to abide by an order by the International Court of Justice telling Russia to withdraw from Ukraine. Russian-backed separatists have seized two foreign flagships in the eastern Ukrainian port city of Mariupol, saying that they are now state property, in the first such moves against commercial shipping, letters seen by Reuters have shown. Mariupol on Ukraine's southern coast fell under the control of Russian and separatist forces in May after a months-long siege. Russia, which invaded Ukraine on February the 24th, is fighting to seize the whole of the Donetsk and Luhansk regions. Finland has seized nearly 1,000 freight cars belonging to Russian companies as a result of European Union sanctions, according to Finnish state-owned rail operator VR, and a letter from Russia's rail monopoly seen by Reuters. As Finland's VR moved to reduce railway traffic with Russia after the EU sanctioned Russian coal supplies in April, 865 rail cars from Russia were seized by bailiffs, according to the June 6th letter from Russian Railways to the Ministry of Transport. The man accused of opening fire on a July the 4th parade near Chicago was charged on Tuesday with 7 counts of murder, as police revealed that they had reported him as posing a clear and present danger after alleged threats to his family in 2019. Robert E. Cremo III, 21 years of age, is suspected of shooting his victims from a sniper's perch on a rooftop above the parade in the suburb of Highland Park in Illinois. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was clinging to power on Wednesday, gravely wounded by the resignation of ministers who said that he was not fit to govern, and with a growing number of lawmakers calling for him to go. Johnson's finance and health secretaries quit on Tuesday, along with several in more junior roles, saying that they could no longer stay in government after the latest in a series of scandals blighted his administration. The man accused of detonating a car bomb that killed a prominent Maltese journalist has confessed to the crime in an interview with a Reuters reporter and says that he will soon implicate others in plotting to assassinate her. Speaking from jail in his first comment on the case, George Di Giorgio said that he had known more about Daphne Caruana Galeazza, the journalist he and two others are accused of killing in 2017, than he would have asked for more money to carry out the hit. Pope Francis said that he wants to give women more top-level positions in the Holy See and disclosed that for the first time he would name women to a previously all-male Vatican committee that helped him select the world's bishops. The role of women in the Vatican hierarchy was one of the many church and international topics the 85-year-old pontiff discussed in an exclusive interview with Reuters in his Vatican residence, and this was on the 2nd of July. That's it. There we go. Some of the things in the international news for you on this Wednesday morning here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. That's the band Sweet and Love is Like Oxygen. If you are keeping on the timer, 11 minutes after the hour 7 o'clock, then take a look, probably in around about 10 minutes time, about 20 past. We'll take a look and see what the weather's doing. Let me see if we've got any change. No, there's blue, but the sun hasn't got high enough yet. I'm getting very impatient this morning. I need to see sunshine and about the rest of you. Now, let's see. Oh, OKO TV. That's our next one. Old Kids on the Block. Well, they're still called New Kids on the Block. But they're asking us to bring back the time. And that's together with Salt and Pepper, Rick Astley, and En Vogue on this one. Love it.
Promises we made were for life. keep me sane. Pull me from hell, bring me back again. Play me the classics, something romantic. Giving my all when I don't even have it. I always dreamed of a solemn face, someone who feels like a holiday. But now I'm in pieces, barely believing. Starting to think that I've lost all feeling. You came out the blue on a rainy night. No lie, I tell you how I almost died. Why you're bringing me back to life? I just wanna live in this world forever. Maybe I'll keep it, and maybe we can play house for the weekend. You came at the blue on a rainy night. Don't lie, I'll tell you how I almost died. Why you're bringing me back.
Called Angel Baby, and that's Troy Sivan. Brief for showtime, 19 after 7. We're going to take a look at the weather in just a second. Let me remind you, because you need to put this date in your diary, all right? Now, we know what the British have, don't we? Yes, they have the best balls in Panama. They really do, and it's back. The British ball is back, okay? It's going to be on Saturday. It's going to be on the 3rd of December, and it's going to be at the Miramar Intercontinental. And it's going to start at 7:30 p.m. How about that then? Tickets, I believe, same price as before the pandemic, $125. But it's a great night out. It's one of the big social events of the year. The British Ball is back. That's Saturday, the 3rd of December. Put that date in your diary. More information will be forthcoming, which is always useful, isn't it? Right, let's take a look at the weather, shall we, for today. It is the 6th of July. Starting off in Colón, province of Colón, Costa Arriba, 28 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature over there today, with 22 being the minimum. 34 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, relative humidity, well, that's there at 84%. It's going to be cloudy for this morning, isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon and tonight as well. Moving over to West Panama, on this side of the isthmus, 29 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature for today, 22 being the minimum. A thermal sensation, not too bad at 34 degrees Celsius. 82% is the relative humidity. Now, there's a chance of a few showers during the course of this morning. Isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon and cloudy tonight. Moving up the coast to us here in the metropolitan area, let's take a look at that. 29 degrees Celsius is our maximum temperature, 23 degrees is the minimum, 34 thermal sensation and 82% relative humidity, not too different to West Panama. Cloudy during the course of this morning. There is cloud out there, but there's some a few gaps, so I think we're going to get a little bit of sunshine peeping through later on. Afternoon, isolated rains with thunderstorms, and it's going to be cloudy tonight. Now, out there in the Gulf of Panama, out at the Perlis Islands, we've got 29 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, 25 the minimum, 35 degrees is the thermal sensation, and 85% is the relative humidity. Now, chance for a few showers out there this morning and this afternoon, and tonight, isolated rains with thunderstorms out there in the Gulf and the Perlis, around the Perlis Islands area. So that's it. There's your forecast. Now let's take a look. Maritime issues. So we're going to start with the tides. The Pacific, we're looking at the first low tide for today. That was at 2:21 this morning, and that was 0.91 of a metre. High tide will be at 8:29, and that'll be 4.33 metres. Low tide again, 2:57 in the afternoon, 1.13 metres. Last high tide, that's going to be at 8:47. Tonight, and that'll be 4.05 metres. Moving along to the Caribbean, we've got a full set today on the Caribbean. Low tide was at 12:06, and that was 0.12 of a metre. High tide was at 4:48 this morning, and that was 0.18 of a metre. Just 2 inches difference between the low and the high tide. The next low tide, that'll be 11:51, coming up for midday. That'll be minus 0.06 of a metre. And the last high tide, 7:12 tonight, and that will be 0.24 of a metre. So there you go. There are your tides for today. Actual sea conditions, let's take a look, shall we, starting on the Caribbean side. We're looking at good conditions for this morning. Waves are going to be a bit bumpy if you're a boarding officer. Waves are at 5 feet. The wind is 12 to 14 kilometres an hour, coming from a south-southwesterly direction. That's for this morning, so good conditions. Good conditions are continuing into the afternoon. Winds are going to drop 4 to 6 kilometres an hour, coming from the west-northwest. Waves, though, no respite there. Waves are going to continue at 5 feet. On the Pacific, we do have a small craft advisory for you. The winds, well, they're not too bad, at 14 to 16 kilometres an hour coming from the west-northwest. Waves are at 3 feet, but they do say there is a small craft advisory, and if they say that's the case, so mote it be. Let's take a look at the afternoon. Just saying here, now the winds are 12 to 14 kilometres an hour coming from the west-southwest, waves at 2 feet. So there we go, no advisory for you, good conditions during the course of the afternoon. So that's it, there's your weather, for today. Today, by the way, being the 6th of July. Oh, here come the thunderstorms.
Woke up one morning half asleep with all my blankets in a heap and yellow roses scattered all around. The time was still approaching for I couldn't stand it anymore. So Mary goes upon my eider down. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain. Side with all the windows open wide, couldn't pressurize.
There you go, some of you might be able to do that today. Flowers in the rain there. This is Rolling Stones, Miss You. There we go, yes, Miss You from the Rolling Stones. And time on the Breakfast Show, we're just making our way to the bottom of the hour.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at at tiendas intemperie.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica.
Starting international e-commerce seems challenging, and even more when you're an entrepreneur. But you're not alone. In Panama, there are more and more small companies that dare to cross borders and accelerate their growth alongside a trusted partner. With DHL Express, we'll help your online orders reach more than 220 countries and territories. Come and visit our stores for special promotions designed for entrepreneurs. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Usemos juntos el metro de mes limpias, evitemos comer en ellas y botemos la basura en los recipientes marcados. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely, and great to be with you this morning here on The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3, of course, Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Now, let's take a look and see what's happening in the international world of business today. If history is any indicator of the future, the first 2 weeks of July could bring relief to investors after a bruising first half of the year. World stocks have shed more than $20 trillion in value since hitting record highs in January. Most major markets are firmly entrenched in bear market territory as policymakers struggle to check soaring inflation without crushing fledgling growth. However, half-month price changes since 1930 figures show that the first 2 weeks of July have historically offered the best returns of the year for S&P 500 investors. After three consecutive quarters of declines for S&P 500 stocks, with the index declining 20% since the beginning of the year, some investors said that they are ready to buy the dip. The S&P 500 has edged up 0.16% so far this month. While volatility continues to be a drag for global stocks, a JP Morgan survey showed that two-thirds of investors are likely to increase their equity exposure in July. History offers grounds of short-term hope amid a bleak backdrop for stocks, said Paul O'Connor, head of multi-assets at Janus Henderson Investors. We see record shorting. We see a really big equity rebalancing happening, probably, in Europe and the US. Naturally, they're just rebalancing because we've had such a big drop in equities, he said. In the last week of June, another $5.8 billion left global equities, with outflows from developed stock markets outpacing emerging markets, figures of Bank of America have shown. Oil prices rose on Wednesday, clawing back some of Tuesday's heavy losses as supply concerns returned to the forefront and outweighed lingering worries over a global recession. Brent crude futures rose by $1.62, or 1.58%, to $104.39 a barrel. This was at 8:39 GMT. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude climbed $1.04, or 1.05%, to $100.54 a barrel after closing below $100 the previous session for the first time since April. Both the contracts on Tuesday recorded their largest daily drop since March on recessionary fears and other bearish pressures, which also kept a lid on Wednesday's price rise. Oil prices have seen a knock from a resurgent dollar, which is holding at a 20-year peak against the euro and multi-month highs against other major peers. A strong greenback usually makes oil more expensive in other currencies, which could curb demand. Boyer Digital said on Wednesday that it had filed for bankruptcy a week after the crypto lender suspended withdrawals, trading and deposits to its platform as it sought additional time to explore strategic alternatives. In its Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing on Tuesday, New Jersey-based Voyager estimated that it had more than 100,000 creditors and somewhere between $1 billion and $10 billion in assets and liabilities worth the same value. Britain's antitrust watchdog is investigating Amazon.com Inc. on concerns that it was hurting competition by giving its own sellers an unfair advantage over third parties on the marketplace. The move adds to the global regulatory scrutiny of the US tech giant. Britain's Competition and Markets Authority said it opened an investigation on Tuesday into whether Amazon's practices affecting sellers on its domestic market may be anti-competitive and could result in a worse deal for customers. And staying with Amazon, they've agreed to take a 2% stake in Just Eat Takeaway.com's struggling US meal delivery business, Grubhub, and will offer its Prime members access to the service for 1 year. The deal is a major relief for Just Eat Takeaway, Europe's largest meals company, whose stock had fallen 70% this year. Shareholders demanded it sell or find a partner for Grubhub, which it bought just last year for $5.8 billion in shares. Republican-led states have unleashed a policy push to punish Wall Street, taking stances on gun control, climate change, diversity, and other social issues in a warning for companies that have waded into a fracturous social debate. Abortion rights are poised to be the next frontier. This year, there are at least 44 bills or new laws in 17 conservative-led states penalizing such company policies, compared with roughly a dozen such measures in 2021, according to a Reuters analyst of state legislative agendas, public documents, and statements. Environmental groups are suing the Dutch subsidiary of Air France, KLM, over the advertising campaign that they allege breaches European consumer law by misleading the public over how sustainable its flights are. Dutch campaigners, Fossil Rivig, supported by environmental law charity Client Earth and Reclame Forestige, on Wednesday filed the first lawsuit alleging greenwashing in the airline industry of the District Court of Amsterdam. And last but not least, our friends of Tesla. Two laid-off Tesla workers filed an emergency motion on Tuesday to stop the electric car maker for allegedly seeking separation agreements for far less severance than legally required. As part of Tesla's ongoing layoffs, it has been asking employees to agree to release it of all claims in exchange for severance of just 1 or 2 weeks' pay and benefits, the motion filed with a Texas court alleges. And the U.S. electric vehicle maker, yes, Tesla, sold around 78,000 China-made vehicles in June. Preliminary estimates published by the China Passenger Car Association are showing on Wednesday. This was up, by the way, 142% from May, when Tesla sold 32,165 China-made vehicles, and up 135% from 1 year ago. And that's it. There we go. That's some of the things looking at today, in the international world of business. 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Come here! Ah, don't touch that dial.
Show with Jerry D.
we go, two in a row. We started with Why Does It Hurt? And that's Mr. Will Young. Followed on there, that's YOLA. Just Y-O-L-A is how it's spelled. And dancing away in tears. Time on the Breakfast Show. You are keeping on time, 11 and a half minutes for the hour of 8 o'clock. Got a couple of requests to get through. Let's start with Renee. Renee sent me some nice videos. I haven't looked at them yet because I have to look at them on my cell phone. Says, good morning, wanted to share with you a couple of video clips since we're going to be talking about the Minions today. Our housekeeper's little boy loves Minions, so we got him a Minion toy and chair at last Christmas. His reaction to the gift is adorable, so I'll take a look at those later on. And also a huge, by the way, we had, remember, they've got them back, by the way. I was in the supermarket the other day, where they had them last time, and they've got them, they've got more Minions, the new ones. Yes, they're there. Oh, I'm not going to tell you which one supermarket it is, but if you take one away from 100, might give you a clue. Also, Renee says a huge congratulations to Rick, as today is his 35th anniversary working for Jacobs Engineering. Now, please could you play anything from Tom Petty, because you know it's his favourite.
Give it up!
Oh, God, that's Tom Petty and Heartbreakers. Don't come round here no more. That's going out this morning to Rick. From Renee. 35 years, eh? Oh-ho. Make sure you get a gold watch or something. Good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou says, good morning to everybody. Wishes everybody a great day. Could you please play Magic Carpet Ride from Stefan Wolf? Why not? Oh, here it comes. Ooh. Magic Carpet coming into land. Great track.
Listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24, You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panamá.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica.
Starting international e-commerce seems challenging, and even more when you're an entrepreneur. But you're not alone. In Panama, there are more and more small companies that dare to cross borders and accelerate their growth alongside a trusted partner. With DHL Express, we'll help your online orders reach more than 220 countries and territories. Come and visit our stores for special promotions designed for entrepreneurs. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Every kind of people. kind of people to make the world go round. Every kind of people make what life's about.
Takes every kind of people. There we go. It takes every kind of people, and that's from Robert Palmer. I tell you what, we've got a quick request to do, then we're going to link up with our intrepid outdoor reporter, with Ingrid. But let me say a very good morning to Rowena and Phil. Yeah, good morning to Rowena and Phil. And says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, Neil, Ingrid, and all your many listeners. Thank you. Count them on one hand. No, we're doing very well. And she says, very happy birthday to Phil. If you have time today, could you please play Obla Dee Obla Da by the Beatles for him? Of course I can, but if it's birthday, we've got to do this.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? I only have a couple of more days I can do that until you're off. Excuse me. Oh, my goodness. Until you're off on your adventure. I wish you the most exciting adventure. I want you to have so much joy in your eyes and in your heart with your lovely lady on that boat on your little adventure. Sounds like it's going to be wonderful adventure. And I am so excited for you and a wee bit jealous because I love Germany and I love river trips and I've never combined the two. And I think you're brilliant to do that. I actually sound worse than I feel. I mean, I have to say, I actually feel sicker with this than I did with COVID. COVID was a different kind of sickness. This is just like the old-fashioned nasal head cold, and you can't sleep, you have a runny nose, so then you take a medicine, and then you cough, and then you take a medicine. You know, I mean, COVID was very different. I think, for me at least, I know many people suffered COVID very badly, so I can't say that my experience is everyone's experience, but right now I'd say my cold and what I'm having right now has more symptoms and more things than I felt when I had COVID. So anyways, went outside to feed the pretty tats and realized, my goodness, they're such beautiful creatures. I'm so blessed, you know, I've still got 4 kittens and a cat to neuter, so I got to figure out, how do you catch 1 cat out of 8? I mean, we caught 8 and had them neutered and spayed and everything. Now we got 1 mama left and she looks like she's dried up her milk ducts because she's not hanging down so much now and I don't see the kids nursing. So I imagine they also have very sharp teeth and I don't think they want that with that sharp teeth and all. So, another what we call foggy day. Can't see the mountains yet because the fog hasn't lifted. The sun hasn't burnt it off. But it's a nice, beautiful morning, quiet, except for the birds, not too much traffic. It's wonderful Hump Day Wednesday. All right, you guys be safe. I'm going to keep taking care of myself and wishing you all don't get a cold. Stay healthy and everything is well. And back to you in the studio.
without you. Well, Saturday night at 8 o'clock, I know where I'm gonna go. I'm gonna pick my baby up and take her to the picture show.
Yes, I've actually got an intro for him. It's much better. Good morning.
Good morning. It's different.
It is, yes.
I like it.
And I know, because you love the movies, don't you? Especially your latest.
God.
What?
You made me watch something.
I didn't. Hold on.
It's like a hostage situation.
Stop. Stop right there. What do you do? What do you, you think you are a, well, you are. You are a movie reviewer, right? Which does not mean that you pick and choose what you want to watch.
Agree.
So what are you moaning about?
Oh, there you go. Good edit. Good edit on your part. Because you know when you have, You see a trailer. And you're like,
You're sounding like Boris Johnson making excuses why you didn't. You know.
Wow, what an analogy. but yeah, it's okay for people out there who do not know what we are talking about. We will be talking today about Minions.
Yes.
The Rise of Gru.
I had the whole set. Did you know that when they were in the supermarket? They're in a supermarket, yeah. Which I will not give the name. But take 1 from 100, and it's going to give you a clue. And they've got more in. They've got the new ones in. The new ones in the supermarket. You buy things, you get little stickers, and you get a minion.
Oh, God.
What's the matter with you? You've got no soul. You've got no, you know.
I got no soul.
I like soul.
What do you mean I got no soul?
You've got no, because, you know, you've been to see a movie which isn't made for you. It's made for kids.
But, you know, that's the beauty of film. That you can have a movie for kids that adults will enjoy.
When I was a kid and we had things like Noddy and things like that and Andy Pandy, one of our listeners, Paul will probably know what I'm talking about, they weren't made for adults to watch at all. They were especially for kids. What's wrong with having something just for kids? Why does it have to be for adults as well? And we haven't even started reviewing it yet.
Listen, it's not just... Because parents need to take their kids. So parents should be entertained. There is a formula, and it is proven by now for many, many years by none other than Pixar, that you can make a good children's movie that adults will highly enjoy as well.
Let me just say, I have seen the Minion movies. I have seen them, and I have enjoyed them.
Have you really?
Yes, I have.
I respectfully disagree.
I had all the Minions.
What do you mean all?
I had them in from the supermarket. I got my Minions. We gave them away to somebody who loved Minions.
But aren't there like 3 of them only?
No, by heavens.
I don't know. Well, there's a bunch of them, but there's like only 3 main guys. Well, they introduced a 4th one in this movie, but there's only 3 guys.
Shall we do the review?
I guess so. And
for heaven's sake, act as if you're enjoying yourself, will you?
Oh, I had a bad night as well, because my little girl... So, here's what happened.
The new one.
Quick story. No, the old one, I guess. You can call that, which is weird. I'm in a basketball league, okay? I play basketball now.
Well, you're not tall enough.
Hey, man. Don't be...
What do you do? Does somebody lift you up by the ankle?
No. Oh. Don't do... I am tall enough. To play basketball.
It must be a very low little thing. Is it for minions?
No, it's not for kids.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, since my daughter was born, I haven't been able to play a game. So I talked to my wife for yesterday, and I was like, I am going to maneuver enough so Bella, my oldest, can sleep over her cousins.
Oh, right, yeah.
That way I can go play basketball because you only have one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really hard when you... When you have a newborn and you have a 5-year-old,
so basically, get this right. So you want to come to basketball, so you hire out one of your kids.
Correct, pretty much.
Okay.
And I do this whole logistics about her sleeping over her cousins, and then my mom going there in the morning to pick her up and taking her to school.
Mm-hmm.
This whole thing,
mm-hmm.
I put all my favorite chips on the table. I'm like, I'm all in because I want to play.
Mm-hmm.
Boom! I made it happen. I go play. The game starts. 2 minutes into the game, and I'm not kidding, I see my mom walking into the court, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? And they subbed me out, like, hey, you gotta come out. My daughter, during her sleepover, fell down and opened her chin.
Oh,
up.
Cut her chin?
Yeah, cut her chin. She fell down on her chin. Typical kids injury.
Yeah, yeah, they do it
but
all the time.
But she needs stitches.
Okay.
So I got to leave the game.
So you had a needle with you?
Or? No. I got to take her. I got to go pick her up, and I got to go take her to the emergency
right.
room.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting a little bit of an idea here that you begrudge this.
That I was upset that I had to take her to the emergency room?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
It was annoying. Nobody likes to go to the hospital. But you, as a parent, you know when you had Pepe, you got to put everything down and be responsible to take your kid to the hospital. You know that.
But I keep Pepe in a cage. Can't you get a cage for your daughter?
I tried. Okay. They looked at me funny at the cage store.
Yeah. What's it for? Is it for a parent?
No, it's
for a kid.
I took,
you want this one, sir?
I took measurements. I was like, can she fit there? And they're like, no, sir, you can't
do that. What size perch do you want?
But anyways, I spent the whole night in the emergency room.
Somebody move.
What is that?
Is that you, Yasmin? Somebody's moving furniture.
Is that upstairs?
I think so.
Oh, my God. But anyways, I spent the whole night in the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't written my review, so I had to go home and write the review.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got home, after many hours in the emergency room, obviously the newborn was awake, so I had to take about half an hour to an hour to put her to sleep.
I tell you what, this is obviously going to be much better than your review.
And now I'm here.
Well, it is.
And so, you know what's funny, though?
All that ordeal was
better than the film.
Yasmin. Yasmin.
Yes. Hello.
I don't think he should have been here today.
Yeah, the only reason I'm here is because I know you're going away.
Do you know what this sounds like? It sounds like returning something to Xiaomi.
Oh, here we go. Nice. Bring it back. Full circle.
Oh, anyway. So, in actual fact, the movie was probably okay. It's just you hate it this morning because you had a bad night.
My night was better. My night was better than the movie.
No, but you see, if you went to see that movie and you're 8 years of age, you'd have probably enjoyed it.
You know what's funny? I cannot find the review I sent you. Do you have it?
Oh, how convenient.
Can you send it to me, Jasmine?
I've got it in front of me. I can. Don't worry. I'll tell you. I'm going to do the review.
You know what? Read it. Read it for me.
I'm going to do the review. We're talking about Minions today.
I can't find it on my phone.
No, never mind. We don't need you. Minions: The Rise of Gru, directed by Kyle Balder, Brad Abelson, and Jonathan Deval, starring Steve Carell. And
Carell.
Look, I'm English. Okay. It's Steve Carell.
Carell, there you go.
Right.
You got it right.
And Pierre Coffin.
He's the voice of the Minions.
Good for him.
By the way, I searched him like, what else has he done? Guess what else
Minions.
Has he done? Nothing. He's the only voice he has ever done
right.
is Minions. That is 12 years of Minions. That's
okay,
ridiculous.
So hang on.
Talk about a payday.
So hang on. You know, how do you know it's him then?
Great question. Well, I know this man has making bank of 10 years of making... And when I say Minions, not only movies, he does the video games, he does the toys. He's all in, man.
Well, there you go. See, now, Steve Carell and Pierre Coffin. It's spelled C-O-F-F-I-N, but
no,
I tell you what, you don't want a name like Coffin.
Well...
All right, you know?
Yeah.
There's no, you want to... You want to go, that's why they called him Pierre. He's probably jealous of this man, though.
Talk about hitting a bit, doing something so stupid.
Oh, so hold on. What did you do when you went to Miami? You made some stupid...
No, I actually performed. This man only has to talk gibberish on a microphone.
Hey, I do that every day.
Well, you are understandable sometimes.
I do it well.
Yeah, fair enough. Give us a plot, Jerry, for the people.
Hang on.
Yeah.
I just did... You're supposed to do the plot.
I don't have anything written down. I can't find my review.
Okay, all right. Plot. The untold story of one 12-year-old's dream to become the world's greatest supervillain. Oh, and it had a supervillain and you still didn't like it.
You've seen the Minions movie. It's about the main guy. Yeah, the main guy is a supervillain.
Yeah.
So he's 12 in this movie. It's like a prequel.
Oh, I see. Like Star Wars.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
What a comparison.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Hang on, we got a hold of.
Got a message?
Jessica, my 14-year-old daughter and nephew enjoyed the Minions a lot. There's your review. Thank you very much for that, Jessica.
Fair enough. If you take a movie made in a lab for kids, this would be it.
It's made for kids.
It should not only be made
positives.
For kids.
Positives. Let's do the positives.
Yeah.
Positives. absolutely brilliant movie.
No, that's wrong. I never wrote that.
If you don't have your positives and negatives, there's not much I can do to help you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Absolutely brilliant movie.
Okay.
Really, really, really funny scene on Minions flying on a commercial flight.
That was actually pretty funny, I have to say. That whole scene.
Oh, you didn't laugh, did you?
I did laugh on that a little bit.
Good grief.
Yeah, I'm big.
A Minion movie with an actual story.
There you go. It's
what
true.
Do you need a story for when you go, me, 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 me?
Well, in this movie, they actually do a little story because they brought in Gru. Mm-hmm. In the first Minions movie, is just watching a bunch of three dumb people just, or not dumb people, dumb creatures doing dumb things.
Anyway, a Minions movie with an actual story. We're doing the positive.
Yes.
Alan Arkin, as Wild Knuckles, seems to have a lot of fun with the role. Fun, you see? It's to
do
with fun.
I agree, and Alan Arkin is a classic Oscar winner, and he takes on this role.
Oscar-winning Minion.
No, he's not a Minion. He's one of the Vicious Six, I think. It's like a supervillain team.
Well, there you go, you see.
Well, anyways, he has a good time. I have a good time with Alan Arkin.
Many 70s pop culture references.
There you go, that's for you right
there. Probably a lot of people
won't. The movie is based in 70s San Francisco, mainly.
Okay, well, probably a lot of people won't even get that.
No, they will. It's not subtle.
But that's because that's for adults.
Well, great question.
Yeah, you see that.
I don't understand. I don't know if kids would get the references.
Well, because most adults go have they're sort of reasonably versatile and
they're dumbed down references though.
Like, positives. Look. What do you mean positives? 88 minutes long.
Oh, because it's super short. I put it as a positive. I don't have to spend so much time with these fools.
All right, let's look at the let's look at the negatives.
Here we go.
Far too short.
No, never. That would never be a negative for me.
Okay. Idiotic gags because old people can't understand them?
No. Idiotic gags. I hate when they dumb down things for kids. I really am upset about that. Movies used to do this all the time. It was like, stop beating it over the head. I get it. Kids are...
I'm going to show you some YouTube movies.
Look, a fart. Laugh. There you go. Good job.
In actual fact, my nephews used to think that was really funny.
There you go.
Okay.
I don't like dumb down.
Next positive.
There you go.
No
negative.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
It feels like many shorts thrown together to be able to call it a movie. Do you know what you do when you throw a lot of shorts together? You get a pair of trousers.
There you go. Fair enough. But it's like, talking a little bit about structure, this movie is a bunch of vignettes, a bunch of like little short scenes that are gags about the Minions doing stuff.
A little
stuff.
Bit like you when you do that comedy thing.
But,
and, yeah.
Yes, correct.
100%. And that's not funny either.
First of all, yes it is. But anyways, it's a sketch comedy show. This is not a sketch comedy show. This should be a movie. There should be a story arc. This movie is just, they're like, okay, the story arc is Gru is becoming a villain. But that will last about 30 minutes. So how do we fill up the next part? Let's put in little stupid scenes with the Minions doing stupid stuff for 50 minutes. So that's the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They didn't like it.
Okay.
Go.
All right.
Yeah.
Next positive.
Yeah. Negative.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
The third act never ends. Well, if it's only 18 minutes long, it must have ended
at
some time.
It feels eternal.
With many fights, chases, etc. What's wrong with that?
Like, it feels like Return of the King, Lord of the Rings. Like, it never ends. Sir, there's 20 endings. There's a chase, they win. There's a fight, they win. Like, move it on, man. Again, they're extending it. I can see the writers like, ah, oh, man, we are at 70 minutes. How do we get 18 more minutes? Let's put in another chase scene, whatever. Let's turn him into a rabbit now. Like, I don't know. It feels like a movie made in the lab. There's no creative input here.
I wish you'd had a reasonable night's sleep.
I'm cranky, I know.
Okay, now this next one, I think Kyle Boulder, Brad Abelson, and Jonathan DaVale may have a little bit of an issue with this one.
I'll take all the
emails.
It
made so much money. Do you think that is a negative?
That is a negative, because that means we're going to get another one.
But you know what that means?
Wait, it broke records.
You know it exactly. That means a lot of people went to see.
I agree. Apparently, there's a whole TikTok thing about it, that people are wearing suits to the movie.
You didn't wear a suit?
I didn't wear a suit. I barely wore my pajamas because to be honest, I'm not on TikTok. I'm not really a social media guy, so I didn't know about the trend.
Well, you don't need the media. You don't need the media bit on there. Okay.
What do you mean?
You're not really a social guy. Would have been enough. Elaborating with media is not necessary.
But yeah, apparently people wore suits to the movie, and that was the whole like TikTok trend.
So hang on, jokes targeted to adults really hit the mark?
No, they don't hit the mark. If I wrote it that way,
really is a better than really.
Okay.
There's another L. You just put another L in there, take out the E, and you get really.
It did not hit the mark. A couple, like again, they try to put in jokes for adults to mm-hmm. only understand, like kids would completely go over the head.
Right.
But they're not good jokes. They are dumbed down jokes, and that's what my main problem with all the mini movies, not just this. And most of the DreamWorks movie, and this is not a DreamWorks movie, I gotta say, they're this way. They dumb down content because they feel they need to do it. I don't know. It's just a weird thought to me that they put in a joke like, oh, here's an inappropriate joke for kids that only
But you were complaining. You were, but if I'm not mistaken, you were complaining because it was for kids. And they put something in for adults, and you're complaining about that as well.
No. Because I feel that's wrong. They shouldn't make a movie just for kids and try to put some inappropriate jokes here and there for adults. That should not be the formula. Never. It should never be the formula. You should write a movie that both kids and adults will enjoy.
Well, I enjoyed them.
Did you?
Yes, I mean, I've seen the other movies.
Were you drinking rum at the time?
Always.
Okay.
You should have had one. There's rum over here. Look,
I am upset that I didn't.
Why don't you have this rum over there?
No.
Why don't you have one?
It's 9 in the morning. It kind of feels weird.
Is it that late?
No, it's 15 to 9. But yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Okay, a movie that has as a main objective to sell toys. I bought them.
You bought toys of Minions?
Yeah, we had the whole set, which we gave away.
Wow.
Yeah, And
how
by
many
the
toys
way,
were there?
There's one for each Minion. I think there must have been about 7 or 8 of them, I think. Because we had them all over the place. I had them in the studio. Didn't you remember when I had them in the studio? You used to cuddle them.
I'd never. You know, one thing, it's funny because my daughter did not really enjoy the movie, and I love it.
Well, because she probably went with a grumpy daddy.
No, because, to be honest, I've never shown her Minions. Because I really don't like it.
You really do sort of subject your children to you farm
to
them
quality
out.
Quality films, yes.
No, they go and see people with cloaks.
They're not old enough. My daughter's not old enough for people with capes.
That's
not
a
cloaks.
Relief. Mm-hmm. Okay, so
they're not wizards.
I mean, you know, a movie that has a main objective to sell toys. So that's nothing like the Marvel ones, then, is it? They don't sell toys at all.
They don't make the movies to sell toys.
I remember buying you a Marvel toy.
But the movies are not made to sell toys. The movies,
right?
Yes, 100%. These movies are literally made to bring toys. What is the other function of a Minion? To be a cuddly toy. Literally, they've built theme parks around these creatures.
Do you know what that means? People love them. People want more.
Agree. People want more.
Why do you think they open theme parks like Disney and Universal Studios, where they have people with capes, by the way, you'll like that. Why do you think they do that? Because people love them. If they're making Minions adventure things or whatever, that's because people want them. Not all people are old and grumpy.
Oh, good.
All right? Go and have a rum.
I'm trying.
Let's do final comments.
Final comments.
What can I say? The film is brilliant. Very funny.
No, that's not what I wrote. No, you're reading.
And we'll make a whole lot of money. It's already made a whole lot of money.
Yeah, no.
If you're a parent, keep in mind, taking your child to the movies to watch Minions, you will spend extra money for buying Minion toys. Watch while under the influence.
That's what I wrote as a recommendation. Like you did for the first one, apparently.
You can't say that on the radio. So what, you know, the kids are now going to be saying, Mommy, I want to see Minions, give me a rum.
No, I did not write that. That's not written. I said,
watch while under the influence.
Well, yes. Influence of what? Good behavior?
Oh, so anyway, you enjoyed it.
Mm-mm.
We got one here, Renee. I love Minions. My car keychain is a Minion. I love the movies and the theme park.
Yeah.
And Renee is an adult, by the way. Renee is normally the one that says nice things about you.
I apologize if you enjoyed the movie. I didn't.
You know, Mary Lou, I remember your tomato, Jerry. I don't remember showing you my tomato.
What is that?
The tomato one, the tomato minion, because they had lots of different fruit. The ones they had in the supermarket, which I'm not going to name, but take one away from 100. They had that, and all the minions they had then, had fruit. Jerry was a tomato. Then they had a banana one. It was really exciting.
Was it?
It was really exciting. Okay. Yeah, that was fun.
What about you, my friend? Have you picked any shows to watch on your long flights?
I've been downloading because I can download from. Wait for a minute while I turn on my Xiaomi tablet.
Oh God!
Which has got a year's warranty, which is apparently, but they will only give their speaker 14 days.
Are you like their only client?
You can download stuff from Netflix. So I thought, that's a great idea because I'll have my tablet with me. See, that's a Xiaomi coming alive. Right, don't go away. Swipe to unlock.
Go for it.
Okay. So what have I? Let me see. What have I got here? Here we go. Here's. Talk about it. Here we go. Movies. Was it Netflix? Here we go. And downloads. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Here we go. Come on. Oh, who's watching? I am.
What are you watching?
It's because I have. It says who it wants my name. What have I downloaded? A Money Heist.
Okay, the Spanish show. It's a good show. It's a fun show.
No, it doesn't say Spanish. It just says Money Heist.
But it's a show in Spanish. Let me make that clear to you.
Okay.
You're going to have to read some subtitles. Okay.
Yeah, no, because they do have it in English.
Oh, you dubbed it.
You can. If you go down the bottom of these things, you can see you have choices.
But I'll give you a little thing. It's better to watch a show in the original language with subtitles.
Yeah, I can't.
Just saying.
Oh. It's gone away. Hold on. Here we go. What I can't do is read and watch at the same time. Money Heist. Pirate Gold of Adak Island. I've downloaded that series. It's a new series that come on. So it's sort of like a reality looking for gold.
There.
A Quiet Place.
The movie?
Yes.
That's a good for a hospital. An airplane. You can watch it without headphones.
Oh, yes, that's true. Chicken Share and the Hamster of Darkness.
Is that the little cartoon thing? Watching a cartoon? Really?
Yes.
You make fun of me when I watch...
Christina likes.
So yeah, okay.
Last Night.
I don't know what that is.
It's a new one.
Okay.
Dangerous.
No idea.
Street Kings.
Okay.
Knives Out, that's another new one.
Oh, that's a good one. You've never seen that movie?
No.
Oh, you're going to enjoy that one. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I've got a couple here of The Umbrella Academy and Peaky Blinders.
I'll tell you one thing. Knives Out is like a good Agatha Christie movie. Mm-hmm. It's not Agatha Christie, but it's that style.
That style, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So anyway, what are you going to watch this week?
We're going to watch a lot of stuff, but we're not going to be talking about it on the show, though.
No, because I won't be here, but I'm sure you'll talk about it on your own. You've got 3 weeks to...
Yeah, we got Elvis, we got Thor. What else is coming up, Jasmine? What's happening? Are you mad?
No, I just hit on the key on the console.
We have Elvis.
We've got a few good ones coming
in. Yeah, good. It's summer season, man. It's a lot of blockbusters coming up still.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. No kid movies. I think on the horizon, I think the last one of the summer was Rise of Gru.
Okay.
I have to be honest, it's interesting that it made a lot more money than Lightyear.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the fact that Lightyear, the movie Lightyear, which is based on Buzz Lightyear, the toy from Toy Story, has gotten a little bit of a flack from the actors that voiced the original characters, both Tim Allen and Tom Hanks, which I find interesting because...
Is that because they weren't asked to do it this time?
Tim Allen, Woody was not in this one, but Buzz Lightyear, the original voice, was not asked to do it. And what people don't like is the explanation that Pixar gave for the reason makes really no sense. Okay, because the explanation Pixar gave was, this is the movie that the toy was based on. So we're changing the voice. But as you know, and everybody knows, when there is a toy of a movie, and they normally use the voice of the actor.
But the thing in is, real life, but the thing is, toys don't age.
Correct. That's why people make no sense that Tim Allen. Yeah,
it's the same. It's the same toy.
I agree. And the true reason, and Disney will never come out and say this, the true reason is they changed the actor because they wanted a new face, a younger, more popular face to promote the movie, and it was Chris Evans.
Who's Chris Evans?
Chris Evans is Captain America from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He's a pretty bad actor.
I wouldn't know.
And he's in Knives Out. He's one of the main stars of Knives Out.
So he was the little figure I gave you.
Buzz? You didn't give me a Buzz. Did you give me a Buzz?
No. I gave you a Captain America.
Correct. He was that guy.
Okay. He's very short, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's only 6 inches.
But anyways, Disney will never come out and say this. And I do find interesting that both Tim Allen and Tom Hanks came out. And especially Tom Hanks, which he's highly known as the guy who doesn't really tread water. He doesn't like to be connected to any sort of negative things. But Disney's going to have to... And the movie tanked, by the way. The movie did not do well. And it was, in my opinion, was okay. It wasn't great.
Minions just done very well.
Minions broke records, man. They broke the July 4th record in the States. It's a real thing. That's why I find funny that we will get another one. That's a promise. And it's also interesting to know that Minions has made more money than the Despicable Me movies, which is where they first came up, where it grew.
Out of the Despicable Me movies, the Minions came in and people fell in love with the Minions.
It's interesting. I think I've never seen a spin-off movie make more than the original. Mm-hmm. Right? It's interesting. Mm-hmm. So big, huge win for Universal.
They made Minions. Millions, sorry.
They made... Not millions, billions, brother. Yeah. This movie is...
Oh, right.
And like, the franchise is going to keep making money. It's ridiculous.
And you'll be able to go and get your own Minion.
Oh, I'm sure they're going to start bringing up, like...
They're already here. They're in the supermarket. The one I can't give the name of, but take one away from 100.
But they're going to... Yeah, they're going to have, like... Honestly, they're going to have thousands of little toys, and people are going to collect them. And I wonder if they're going to be in McDonald's at one point.
I hope I can get one before I go on holiday. Take it with me.
Really?
Yeah, because they like flying, don't they?
I get. Yeah, Minions.
Okay.
Anyways.
Are you off then?
I'm off, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a depressing morning.
If you're leaving, you can have a rum.
What do you feel about the really ugly days we're having in Panama the last couple of weeks?
I don't know. I was talking to somebody about it yesterday. I said I can't understand because we didn't have a particularly good summer for start.
It wasn't that long, though.
No, it wasn't that long. And then we just went straight into November.
Yeah, and it's normally, even in November... At least in the mornings, it was sunny. It used to rain only in afternoons. Now it's just we're waking up to these, like, super gray days. It starts the day in a wrong beat, man. Wrong beat.
Okay. Sorry. You carry on. I'm just...
Yeah, you're just... Well, you're getting a lot of... This conversation is getting... Like Minions, it's getting a lot of audience members.
Yeah. Well, but a lot of us love them.
Yeah, I guess.
Let me see. Oh, okay. And she's talking about what you're saying about Tim Allen. And says, the real reason is Tim Allen is conservative and Chris Evans a liberal. Okay.
There might be a degree of truth on that.
And it tanked because people don't like LGBTQ, etc.
You almost got
shown into kids' faces. Oh, there. So, that's the one where the...
There is a gay couple in the movie. Yeah.
Okay.
And it became a thing. My God. Yeah. To be honest, I've seen the movie. It's not in your face. I wanna say that. I felt it was. It's not a really important part of the movie at all.
Okay.
But yeah, people didn't like that. But I gotta be honest. It tanked because the movie's not strong. I think the real reason is. Movies still depend on good reviews. On the movie, needs to be good. It needs to be good to make money. That is the thing. Look at Top Gun. Top Gun just made $1 billion. By the way, the first Tom Cruise movie to ever make $1 billion, and it's because the movie is amazing. And it's not just amazing; it's amazing to watch in theaters. I think it's one of the movies, maybe since Avatar.
They're bringing out a new Avatar.
They are there, but it's one of the movies that it's a must see in movie theaters. Top Gun, Maverick.
I still haven't seen it yet.
Which is ridiculous, in my opinion, because it's right up your alley.
Yeah, but they took it out.
It's still running. I really, truly think it's still running.
So am I. Going on vacation. Don't have time now.
Lies. It's Wednesday. You got a couple days.
Yeah, right.
You got a couple days.
I'm packing for 3 weeks.
Man, are you an 85-year-old lady that you need 3 weeks to pack? Just put Pack up some swim trunks and a shirt and move on.
I'm not going swimming.
I don't know. You could go swimming. You're going on a cruise. What do you mean you're not going swimming?
Because it's a long boat. It's a river cruise. It's not a sea cruise.
There's no, like, a jacuzzi? You can take a dip?
No.
I'm just saying.
No, don't worry.
Maybe wear your Panama hat and that's it. Just Panama hat and underwear. You're good to go.
You know the nice thing about having a 3-week vacation?
Not seeing me every
Absolutely,
day.
Yes. You got that right.
Take care, my friend.
Thank you. See you when I get back. Bye.
All the best.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Buena.
Buenas noches. Bienvenidos a Bantica Thai Kitchen and Lunch. Permítame compartirle los especiales del día. Filete de salmón servido con ensalada de arroz y crema. Atún de aleta amarilla con costra de sésamo servido con wakame, arroz y ensalada. Ribeye de 12 onzas en salsa de hongos. Y nuestro seafood platter con salmón salvaje, atún, camarones y mejillones negros chilenos.
¡Wow!
Viste, amor, te dije que te iba a gustar. Tienen el tipo de comida que te gusta y también opciones veganas para mí.
Mira que me cuesta decirlo, pero tenía razón. Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lodge, abiertos de 12 a 11 p.m. en San Francisco, calle 66 con calle 50, edificio The Towers.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemp Perrier, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemp Perrier has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemp Perrier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemp Perrier.
Mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Absolutely. Great to be with you. It is Wednesday, if you keep an eye on the time, 15 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. Still to come on this morning's program. What does a young man do when he takes his year off of university, get an internship, comes to Panama, starts rummaging around in the marine industry? We're going to be talking with Teddy Green, who's done exactly that. So that's still to come. Also, let me say a very good morning to Valerie. She dropped me a little message there, voice message. Good morning to you, Valerie. And she's saying, if you're still there, yes, I'm still here. So she says, very good morning, just let me know. So there you are, Valerie. I'm still here and always keeping you company here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. This one, I thought I'll send you this piece of music this morning. It's from Heatwave, Always and Forever.
Always and forever, each moment with you is just like a dream to me that somehow came true. And I know tomorrow will still be the same, 'cause we've got a life of love that won't ever change. And every day, love me your own special way. Melt all my heart away with a smile. Just the things that you do. And if you get lonely, phone me and say, second to give to me that magic you make, and every day love me your own special way, melt all my heart away with the fire.
There we go. That's it. I like that one. That is Jesse Ware and Spotlight. Time on the Breakfast Show, 26 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. I've been busy here chatting with Teddy Green, who's my guest in this segment of the program, because Teddy is here. He's taking, would you call it, is a gap year the right expression?
I wouldn't say a gap year, but a year abroad during my university studies.
Do they pay you to go abroad?
The university don't, but no. Norton Lily have been kind enough to offer some sort of expenses contribution.
Okay. So the idea of this year then is to get experience working?
Or, yes. Yeah? Working, you could choose to study, but I thought that I might as well take this opportunity.
Studying is a little bit boring put that coming to Panama.
Especially with COVID the last couple of years, it hasn't been that enjoyable.
Yeah.
So I thought, right, why not get some experience working and shipping? I mean, Panama is famous for shipping due to the canal. And so because my parents were both in the shipping industry, it was like as soon as the travel restrictions eased up at the beginning of this year, let's get organised and get to Panama and see if you can keep yourself busy and learn a few things in the sort of about 4 months I've been here.
4 months?
Yeah.
And you said you're leaving next week, so what happened to the rest of the year?
Well, because of COVID last year, because of the university year in England begins in sort of September and finishes basically last month in June, I couldn't really come out to Panama or most of the world for the back end of 2021.
That's all right. Just give the university a call and say, look, I haven't finished my year, I've only just got out here.
I wish I could. I wish I could. It's been lovely.
But you know, I mean, it's funny because that used to be my business, and that's the reason that I came here to Panama in 1993. And, you know, I've still got friends in the business that came here in the 50s. And they would be shipped out from the UK, literally shipped out, you know, and they've always done it. It is a land of opportunity. Even today, it is possible. But these guys did really well in the shipping business here, mainly with ship agencies. And I mentioned a good friend of mine, Chris Glasscock and Mike Ross, who were Norton Lilly for many, many years.
Yeah, I mean, I think the shipping industry as a whole has lots of potentials. You can work, obviously, here in Panama, but across the globe. And I think that for especially young people who are maybe a bit lost in life, you know, don't have a direct path, it's a great place for them to go to have experiences in Panama, in Hong Kong, Singapore, all over the globe, which I think a lot of industries can't really offer, or definitely not that easily. And so I think there is still a lot of opportunities for people across the globe to join the shipping industry and get crazy experiences, which, you know, most people, you know, won't have the chance to easily work in Panama. And it's a fantastic place since I've been here. So, I mean, it's been a wonderful experience.
Well, I would imagine somebody of your age would probably enjoy themselves in Panama. Much partying?
maybe. I can't comment too much. But yes, it's been great. It's been good lifestyle, good nightlife. People are very vibrant. Obviously, I've heard a lot about Bocas del Toro, which can't unfortunately go to visit this year, but I think I'm going to be coming back.
Well, you will do. I mean, you've obviously drunk some of the water here from the chakras. Yeah. You always tell people, if you come here, if you drink the water from the chakras, you will come back. Mm. And funnily enough, it is contagious, Panama. You know, I came here 30 years ago with the idea of perhaps spending a few years here. 30 years later, still here. let's talk a little bit about your studies, Nico, because you're studying in Nottingham.
Yes, so the city of Robin Hood. So I went to university to study politics and history at the back end of 2019. So obviously half my first year was fantastic, standard, crazy UK student nightlife, loads of people meeting.
Terrible.
And then
COVID came.
COVID came.
But there's plenty of study time. Stay home.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, that's not what we wanted to be doing. And so the end of first year was a bit of a shame. But because you got that good experience to begin with, it was like, okay. But then because COVID kept persisting, second year was horrible, really, to say the least. You know, basically locked up in your student house, couldn't really go visit anyone. Definitely no parties because you would get a big, big fine. So,
well, unless you're studying politics, right? I mean, what's the problem with partying?
yeah, it seems to be a bit of a problem in the UK at the moment. Partying seems to be half legal, half not. Depends who you are. But second year was really a bit of a disaster, to be honest. And so third year, I could take a year abroad.
Mm-hmm.
And so because you didn't know the trajectory of COVID,
mm-hmm.
it was, right, let's get abroad. Let's experience something completely different to Nottingham or where I live in London. And it was a good life experience. And so I've ended up here in Panama.
Well, why Panama?
Why Panama? Because both my parents work in the shipping industry. Mm-hmm. And so, well, my dad worked out here many, many years ago, long before I was born. But also because...
Well, I was probably here before you were born, actually, quite a long time.
And so it's always been, you know, a conversation in the room, the Panama Canal, etc., etc. You know, you hear it on the telephone when I'm a kid because, you know, mm-hmm. your parents mm-hmm. are taking phone calls.
Right.
And so there was always like a fascination with the Panama Canal and Panama in general, because Panama back home in the UK isn't everyone's go-to destination, to be honest. You know, obviously many people visit a lot of Europe and go abroad, but not many people necessarily come to Panama. And so I thought, I get to go have this experience, to get to this, go to this country, which for my childhood has been very important because it's been mentioned a lot,
mm-hmm.
but also a country which hasn't, no one's quite ticked it off their bucket list yet. So hopefully, right. you know, conversation down the pub back home, I've been to Panama, you haven't.
Well, I can tell you, you know, since I came here, that's changed a lot, because nobody used to come to Panama when I first came here. And we used to sit in the bar thinking, yeah, this is the world's best kept secret. And then somebody obviously said something. And but no, you're absolutely right. It's still, we're still developing. We're still developing the tourist side of business. There's a lot of incentives now for tourism. So yeah, there's something you can do.
Indeed, but I mean, there is crazy potential for tourism mm-hmm. in Panama, and it one of the things that I've seen being here is quite, it's not sad, but it's aggravating that there's not more tourists here, especially from the UK, but from across the world, because I mean, some of the islands, like the Pearl Islands, obviously, and you have the Caribbean mm-hmm. side, are stunning, and mm-hmm. they're quite empty relative to. If you go to anywhere in Europe, it's completely packed out.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's taking us a little while to sort of get the tourism side reactivated, but they are working on that. And so you sort of came. What was the idea? So what was the process of sort of getting here? I guess because you said you got with Norton Lily.
The process began in 2021, thinking, because my mum does a lot of work through the Panama Canal, we know shipping agencies mm-hmm. in Panama. Mm-hmm. And so it was, okay, well, can we get you out to Panama to work? You can learn a bit of Spanish, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
But then, because of COVID, it was impossible to come to most of the world, especially to come to Panama, and the university definitely wouldn't allow that. And so then, at the end of sort of January this year, things started to ease up quite considerably. And so therefore, my mum got in contact with Norton Lily and was saying that my son's doing a year abroad. He would love to be in Panama probably mm-hmm, first mm-hmm. and also to learn about the shipping agency business, what you guys are doing day to day, and to gain some experience. And so therefore, Norton Lily were kindly enough to say, yeah, we'll take him on board.
Oh, wonderful.
And mm-hmm, they've mm-hmm. been a great host since then.
And what have you learned?
What I've learned? Well, things are a lot more complicated than you'd maybe expect. You know, how complicated is it driving a ship, you know, just around the world? But I've gone through many desks. So to begin with, I started with Maersk, obviously, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. they're the main guys in the market. And there's a lot of just so much logistics about what you need to do day to day to make sure everyone is organized,
mm-hmm.
timing, mm-hmm. paperwork, deliveries of packages.
It's a logistics business.
And it's made even worse by COVID, because now when there's off-signers and on-signers, they need to be quarantined. Mm-hmm. They've got COVID mm-hmm. tests, vaccines. Mm-hmm. It's a lot more complicated than I assumed 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, no. Well, it's always been complicated. As we were saying, I mean, that's what brought me here to Panama in the first place, was the marine business, marine fuels. You know, in those days, it was not so easy sort of getting things set up. You used to have a godfather that used to sort of guide you around the the twist of men. But for us, it was very successful. We ended up with about four companies here, had our own ship, had trucks delivering things like that. So the opportunities are here. It's a good business. It's a great business. Because you said your mother's involved in the business.
Yes, so my mum is still working. My dad's retired now, but my mum is still working in the shipping industry. Cannot say anything better of it. She just raves about it all the time. Extremely trying to push me down that industry as well. And says there's just so many opportunities. Again, she keeps banging on about you can travel anywhere in the world and be in the shipping industry.
Right,
pretty much.
Did you mention she was with Clarkson?
No, so my dad was with Clarkson.
Oh, was he?
Yes,
oh, your dad was
back
with Clarkson.
In the day. So
what day?
Oh, I mean, many years ago. I don't know, because again, I think he started before I was born. So I'm going to say late 90s.
But you know, that's not so long ago, you know.
so late 90s, early noughties is around the stage.
That's nothing. I was there 1976, I think I joined Clarkson's.
I don't think he was there then, but...
He'd probably be my father. but no, I mean, there is something, because, you know, ship broking, if you get into the broking business, and... that's where I got, you know, Clarkson's, you know, very kindly, you know, gave me an opportunity. And that became my trade. And, you know, once you're in, and because like any of these businesses, it's a circle. You know, everybody knows everybody else. And, I mean, I remember when I first started broking on marine fuels, and one of the guys from one of the New York brokers came over and he was chatting about, oh, well, yeah, this guy, we've taken him on, he's doing really well, he's got a good name in the business. And I said, that's what I want.
Yeah.
I want people to talk about me.
Well, there's many friendly faces in the industry. Everyone's trying to help everyone out. Everyone wants to make sure that people are comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's quite unique because, as you said, there's people working with all different parts of the world, but everyone's still got quite a happy face and is smiling and wants to have a conversation with you and know about what you're doing in life, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. So, you're studying politics.
Yes.
And... tell me, what do you study when you study politics?
Yes, so you don't really study Boris Johnson day to day. It's a lot more old school. It's a lot more sort of the history of politics. So you might study a lot. I mean, you can choose many, many modules. But for example, you might do a module on the Thatcher years or the Blair years. Blair is quite recent, so there's not necessarily too much on that. But obviously, Thatcher is one of the biggest modules.
Mm.
But you also do a lot of political philosophy as well. So you might be doing ancient political philosophy. So you'd be looking at Plato, Aristotle, etc. like that.
But is that, you know, is that relevant?
Relevant?
Everything is, you know, the world is changing. We're in an instant world now where, you know, and you know, history is great. And having a knowledge of history is good. But how would you apply it to today?
I think... it's a good question, because I think that what university needs to do is get the right balance, because I think you fundamentally do need to start with the building blocks of knowing the history and knowing why, you know, why is Plato famous? You know, why what this man from, you know, years and years ago, why the hell do we care about him today? But I think history is slightly underrated, because I think that when there's so many things that often repeat themselves, but in slightly different ways. And so if you can learn the lessons of those problems in the 70s or further back...
Are they applicable?
I think in many cases, yes. And I think probably the aspect that's probably best to describe it is probably foreign policy, where, yes, of course, the weapons now are much different than in the Second World War and whatnot, but it's often that same human psychology that drives war and drives tensions... And that same human greed, that same problems between states when disagreements that still play out today. And yes, things are different, so you can't be looking at it exactly, but you can still take a lot of lessons from the past and apply them today.
I think today you need to apply psychology, definitely. It's a brain. Listen, I'll tell you what we're doing. Let's just get away from that a minute. We can come back to that. But what I want to touch on is, of course... I mean, tell by your build. I mean, rugby is... you know, when I was at school... no, rugby was no good. Too dangerous.
Yeah.
And I like to say, I just sort of joke with our American friends, you know, rugby is like sort of American football, but without the armour, and we don't need to write down the numbers so we know where we are.
Yeah,
you know?
But it's much better sport, much better sport.
It's a vicious sport.
It's vicious. I think modern day rugby, they've realised that head contact is, and the same in American football, head contact has become a bit a massive problem. So they are cracking down on that. So it's not quite as bad as
you have to wear the padded helmet?
In America, they've focused much more on padded helmets and stuff like that. In the UK, they're making sure that tackles to the head are extremely outlawed straight away.
Oh, really? Yeah. But when you're going in, when you're diving for a ball, or you can't
things,
really...
Things happen, but that's part of the sport. You've got to allow for some danger because that gives it a bit of a thrill. Mm-hmm. But you also want to make sure that people's parents want to get their kids signed up to rugby. No one really wants their kid to get knocked out, you know, week in, week out, and have serious concussions and then have problems later down the line.
Sure.
So they need to be able to cut down on head contacts. And they're doing it, in my opinion, they're doing it very well, but it's still always going to be a sport where you're going to break your leg, you're going to break your arm.
I mean, I think that, I mean, I see you've still got the action, you've still got them, but you don't have the, if you like, the danger that was. I mean, I don't know if you follow Formula One, but, you know, I was watching, well, we don't get it here in Panama, although Cable and Wireless is a Liberty Media company, and they own Formula One. We don't get Formula One. I mean, you know, Mr. Angry came out again at the weekend. Mr. Angry came out twice at the weekend, actually. I don't know if you saw that accident with Zhou, the Chinese.
The halo protected him.
And of course, it wasn't that long ago. We didn't have halos. Without a halo, as well, Ayrton Senna, because of a head injury. But when you see that car is scraping, and then it went up and it flipped and it ended up between the fence and the spectators. That means
it's amazing he's still alive.
So you've still got that element of danger, but you don't have such a high risk of fatalities. There was another one a couple of years ago where they drove into a barrier, the car broke in half, it caught fire, and the guy got out and walked away from it.
You know,
it's incredible. So actually, I do see the point. I mean, you know, if you can make the sport just as exciting, but without the risk, it's that much better. And I think when you don't have the risk, a lot of people will take more risks.
Yes,
you know.
Exactly. I mean, risk is part of it, but I think why the head contact is so... Because if you break your arm, right, you're going to be in a cast and it's not pleasant, but it generally grows back, maybe even stronger than before, and you'll be fine in a couple months. However, with head contact, it's a lot more serious because we now know that with concussions, it can lead to early dementia and many, many other problems later down the line. And so that's the balance they need to get of. Look, we need some risk in it because we want kids to be excited. We want people to be watching it, and people getting thumped is quite exciting. You know, why is boxing so popular? But we also want to make sure that it's still marketable to a young audience, because if their parents don't want them to play because they're going to get concussion week in, week out, then it has no future hope.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you. It's like, you know, well, you can't stop boxers hitting each other.
You're not going to have all the cuddling.
All right, so, rugby. Now, you know, with your experience in Norton Lily, your family are in the shipping business, what is in your mind? You know, what is your aim? What would you like to do? Because, I mean, how old are you now?
I'm 20.
Oh, God. okay. But what have you got in mind? Well, you know, I mean, you've had some experience, personal experience now shipping, although have you boarded a vessel yet?
I have.
Oh, you
bought it too.
Uh-huh. Oh, good. I'm glad they give you a bit of a sharp end.
They're bloody big, I have to admit.
Yeah, they are big.
When you stand next to them, you're like, wow, those are huge things. Yes, so in terms of the future, I mean, I guess I am still very much up in the air, very flexible at the moment, but the shipping industry has caught my eye a lot more than maybe a year ago, 18 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because of some of the things I've mentioned about the ability to travel abroad, people seem to also be like extremely friendly in the street. Everyone wants to help out each other. And also, I'm also quite open to being in Panama. As you said, you sort of caught the disease and you've been wanted to be out here the whole time. And, you know, maybe I've still got one more year of university left, but maybe after that, whether I work in the shipping industry here in Panama, or maybe I have to begin my work in London and then be able to move to Panama. I'm very, very open to that. Again, nothing set in stone.
Well, you've got some context, so, you know, I usually, the other thing I think, you know, like I mentioned, I was working initially with Clarkson's in their Tankatelics department at the time, and a job came up, and I took a leap at it, and actually ended up doing it, and the experience of working as a, because you do travel the world.
Yeah.
You know, you travel the world, you travel business class, you stay in the best hotels, you eat in the best restaurants, it's a tough life.
Yeah.
But I'm going back to the days, of course, when, you know, there is a difference. Mm-hmm. In those days, business was done between people.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we had to be with our clients, we had to travel to go and see the oil companies, our clients. Now you can do a Zoom meeting, which is pretty boring.
Yes, there
but
is.
You can sit there and have fish and chips.
I mean, Zoom does take some of the fun out of, well, most things, but I think it is beginning to reverse back to the prior trend. Now, it's not going to fully reverse, in my opinion, but I think, especially in Europe, I mean, in Panama, things have been quite strict with COVID since I've been out.
Mm-hmm.
But in
mm-hmm.
most of Europe, things have been completely relaxed for 4 months, 5 months. And so I think there is now a lot more business travel again, because people have realised that actually the human connection and really being face-to-face with someone does make a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
You just can't get on Zoom.
And impossible. I mean, you make friends. I mean, that's the big difference. You get to know, you do business between people. You know each other. I remember one of the guys worked for me one time when they... in the broker department, he was complaining. He said, oh, you know, why do I keep doing this for 50 tons of gas oil every week or whatever? You know, we don't get it. We just get a couple of times. I said, you know what? The guy that you're doing business with could be fueling for the P&O fleet in a month's time. Mm-hmm. Who's he going to remember?
Yeah.
You know, and said, well, I don't know. I said, well, you know what to do? You have to get out. You talk to him. When you know about his family or whatever, then you've got not just a client, but you've got a friend, you know.
Yeah.
And that's how business used to be done. It's a little bit, I imagine it's a lot more distant. I mean, I remember I was with Kenmore here, and that was an American company, and running their operations here for a while. And I'd go in the morning and got 300 emails.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I was on so many lists or whatever, but then you've got to sift through them and find out which one's applicable to you. Yeah. And, come back to the days when we used to write letters. That's what I say.
Oh, no chance of doing that. I mean, one of the guys at Norton Lilly was telling me all about fax machines, and I was like, I've got no clue what's going on here. I don't know how these work.
No, funnily enough, when I went to Clarkson's originally, so this would have been around about 1975, 76, they had one of the first fax machines, because they were the... they were doing all the broking for ExxonMobil. They had White Plains in the States. And they had this machine. And I don't know, you probably wonder on to, but there was a thing called a cassette in the machine, which used to sort of, instead of, it used to be like sort of winding up, and it used to print out basically what something that somebody had typed. But this fax machine had a drum, which revolved around, and you either sent or you received, because you got paper in there. And it would take about half an hour to do a page. Little line. Hey, this was the bee's knees. This was the technology
I
of the
no
day.
No clue how to operate.
And broken thread. We had the telephone. We had a little box by the phone. You had a little plastic card with holes in it. You used to drop that in, and you used to call the number for you. It was brilliant.
Well, I prefer email. I'm going to stick to that, I think.
But no, I mean the shipping business is a good trade too. To get into it, it really is, and like you say, it's still like a family. And if you've got good connections, and your parents, I'm sure, got connections in the business, if you can get in there, do it. Again, broking or trading, something like that. And
I mean, again, it's the opportunities are pretty endless, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's what's quite exciting compared to other industries, where you've got to, you know, trudge around in gloomy England, and you know it's grey and it's miserable. But
really, have you seen out the window?
It's nothing like the winter in England, where, you know, when the sun is set at 3:30, it's pretty depressing. But there's so much opportunity to go abroad, and I think especially for my age kind of people, when you don't have wife and kids, that it's just lovely. That's that's the sort of thrill you want. Be able to go experience different cultures, different foods, different ways of living, and that's just right up my street in my head, to be honest. So
yes, I think you could probably know how to enjoy yourself.
Yeah,
so you're here for another week. What are you going to be doing in the next week? You got time off?
No, well, I've got a few more days in the office, then weekends, and then I've got Monday, I think, is my day off before I then settle on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So, again, I've joined the rugby club out here in Panama, Cuervos.
Oh, great.
And
great.
So I'll be seeing them for a couple more sessions this week, saying goodbye, maybe sharing a couple beers or maybe a few more, see how that ends up. And it's just be saying my goodbyes, really. I've got to thank the guys at Norton Lily for hosting me. And, you know, I'm going to try to soak it in. But I think I will be back. Now, when I'm back, I don't know. And if there's a tourist or living here, again, I don't know. But I will be back in Panama in the not-too-distant future, I think.
Brilliant. Well, Teddy, we wish you all the best. And we will be tracking your career. All right,
don't.
So, well, I was going to say, out. Say hello to Blighty for me, but... Nah. Don't worry.
No way.
Hey, Teddy, it's been great chatting. Congratulations on your time here anyway. Mm-hmm. And keep it up and keep in touch with people. That's the important thing. You never know what's going to pop up.
Indeed.
And, don't be afraid of taking a leap.
Yeah.
That's the important thing.
I think that's very important, you know? Just in general in life. Yeah.
No, I remember one of the things my mother told me, which always good advice, she says, if you go for an interview, dear, and they tell you, ask you, do you know to do something, and you just say yes, and then you go away and find out how to do it.
Yeah, find out how to do it after. It's perfect skill.
Teddy Green with us this morning here on the Breakfast Show. Just want a little bit of music, take us out of this morning's program, and that'll be in about 3 minutes' time.
You know I'm
And there we go. Take us out this morning. That was Carly Simon, and You Belong to Me. And, well, that's it. Time for me to wander off. That's our WTW program. Yes, welcome to Wednesday. Wednesday has gone as far as the Breakfast Show's concerned, and I'll be back with you, of course, tomorrow. And that's Thursday. So a big thanks this morning, of course, to Andreas Clementi, for this week's movie review, Minions, which he absolutely loved. Right. And also to, of course, Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, to my guest in this hour. That's Teddy Green. Big thanks to him. And to Yasmin, of course, here in the Breakfast Show studio, my producer, my social media, my everything. And also to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the UK. Big thanks to him. Boys and girls, a great regard to keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 6 o'clock in the morning, as usual. And what do I say? Well, I want you to take care, whatever it is you're doing. If you're in a car and you're actually moving, well, do it slowly. All right, keep safe. Because tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock, I want to be talking to you. Not talking about it, all right? From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.